Thank you for listening to the Transformation Podcast. This is Burl Armstrong, licensed clinical professional counselor, your transformation specialist. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about self-compassion. So what is self-compassion? Self-compassion is a way of relating to oneself with kindness and care, rather than judgment and criticism. It is a quality that we can develop through practice and taps into parts of our brain that have been shown to regulate emotions, reduce depression and anxiety, as well as improve our overall general well-being. So before we get into talking about ways to build self-compassion, let's look at some of the ways we think and some of the inner dialogue that we have that is unhelpful. Often, you've been heard that we are our own worst critic. And most people can agree that that is the case, where we tend to, when we make a mistake or when we miss the mark in some area, we tend to verbally and internally berate ourselves of saying things such as, I'm such an idiot, I can't believe I did that, I am useless, I need to do better, I should be doing better. Other people don't make such stupid mistakes. I'm just not careful enough. Or I've never been careful enough. Or what about even some of the things that we say when we look at our shortcomings or our weaknesses? Take, for instance, there are a lot of people out there that struggle in math, and they'll constantly say, oh, I've never been good at math. I'm not good at math. But do you take time to find ways to see the ways and the areas that you are good in a certain thing, as opposed to focusing only on the negative? Well, that's what building self-compassion is about. It's about being able to see the whole picture as opposed to narrowing in and singling your vision on just the negative. In other words, we're looking at ourselves in a more balanced view and holding a more balanced perspective about our abilities, our shortcomings, our strengths, and our weaknesses. So, as I mentioned, you know, we hold these beliefs and these negative self-criticisms about ourselves. So let's ask a few questions. What is in the mind of a person that's critical? Well, what we tend to think about when we're critical is we tend to think about the negative. We tend to allow the voices that may have been spoken over us in our childhood, those negative voices that spoke to our weaknesses, that spoke to our faults, allow them to ruminate or radiate in our minds. And then we begin to allow on those voices and we begin to think on those things and internalize those thoughts and begin to speak those things over ourselves. When we speak critical, what does it do for us? You know, a lot of people say that, well, being critical helps me be better. It encourages me. It motivates me. And then other people say, well, it makes me want to stop. It makes me not want to do anything. It makes me want to give up. So I don't know what side of the scale that you're on as far as when you ask this question, as far as what does being critical do for me? But at any rate, anything that is negative is not very helpful. So for those of you all who say that, well, being critical helps motivate me to be better. Okay, so it does motivate you to be better, but what are you being better than, or whom are you being better than? Is there something inside of you that has an internal competition where you're competing with another version of yourself? Or is it that you feel that this negative talk or self-criticism pushes you to be a better version of yourself? Now, these are things that you need to ask yourself in order to really tap into, why am I so self-critical? Why can't I be more compassionate? How come compassion doesn't have the same motivating factors to propel me to be the best version of myself? So usually people take one or two stands. Either self-criticism serves as a tool for self-improvement, or it also serves for a tool for self-punishment. So we've already talked about how some people think that self-criticism is a motivating factor and it pushes them to be better. But let's look at the other side of that coin. Whereas self-criticism is a form of self-punishment, where people have a real deep sense that they are bad, that they are weak, that they can't do anything right, that they are a failure, and that is the persona that they have taken on. And as a result of that, they continue to beat themselves up all the time. And every time they reach or start to make an attempt to try something, they stop. And they find themselves in a place of procrastination because they believe that they will not have any success. So, I don't know where you find yourself on this scale, but I want to encourage you today that self-criticism is not always the best way. Compassion is far better. So, let's look a little bit more about being compassionate. So, compassionate speaks to one's ability to understand that there are some weaknesses, that there are some shortcomings, but not only in us, but in everyone. Self-compassion realizes that we all have pain, we all have challenges, we all have trials, and it's not just us. And so when we look at it from a more generalized perspective, we realize that we are not alone in having weaknesses and flaws. That's an amazing thing to consider. So therefore, we don't have to sit up here and beat ourselves up when we fall short. We can actually show ourselves some compassion. And that's the thing that we're homing in on today, being able and willing to show ourselves some compassion. You know, sometimes it's difficult for us to be kind to ourselves, and we find that it's more easier for us to be kind to others. If we were to look at a situation where maybe we broke something, and it was an accident, will we continue to beat ourselves up and condemn ourselves and punish ourselves for the accident? Because accident in itself speaks to our intent, which is saying that we did not do this thing on purpose. So if a child was to break something, that same something that maybe you broke, would you exercise more compassion toward that child just because they were a child and maybe they didn't know better? What about someone that maybe was disabled or someone that was sick and they had that same accident? Would you exercise more compassion because of their condition? Well, this is what we're trying to home in on and to understand the fact that just like other people, children, those with disabilities are worthy of compassion, so are we. And we don't have to necessarily be a young child and not knowing better, or we don't necessarily have to be disabled and have a more recognizable weakness in order to receive compassion. Compassion is a wonderful way of extending mercy towards yourself, letting yourself off the hook, not putting grand expectations upon yourself. So what can we do? So let's try forgiving ourselves for small things. and then graduate to forgiving ourselves for bigger things. I'm sure, as I mentioned the word coming, letting yourself off the hook and even forgiving yourself, there were some things that came to mind that maybe you have not forgiven yourself about, and you need to give yourself some compassion. You need to extend yourself some kindness. You need to normalize the fact that that thing was not something that you went into willfully and intentionally to do wrong or to do harm, but it was an accident. You need to become aware that that thing is causing you to suffer some form of distress, some form of mental anguish, some form of even physical anguish, to the point that you are paralyzed to move forward in certain areas. Well, this is what I want you to do today. I want you to look at that thing, and I want you to look at it in totality. Stop just focusing on the negative aspects, but look at the positive as well. Look at the fact that it didn't get worse than what it could have. Look at the fact that you stopped it from getting worse than it could have. Look at the fact that you became aware that you made a mistake. And realize that all make mistakes. We all have faults. Now, take it to the next level and extend yourself some kindness. Extend yourself some warmth, some care, some love, some tenderness, some mercy. And then allow yourself to feel the alleviation of your anguish, your pain, and your distress. See, self-compassion is about doing all of this, not just for others, not just for children, not just for those with noticeable weaknesses or disabilities, but for yourself. Because guess what? You too are struggling. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to work on being aware of the pain that you feel when you engage in self-criticism. I want you to understand and begin to normalize the experience and realize that you are not by yourself. And then I want you to willingly and actively take steps to show yourself kindness, to forgive yourself, to allow yourself to get off the hook, to show yourself some warmth, compassion, and mercy. And then I want you to embrace the feeling of the pain, the anguish, and the distress being lifted. And embrace feeling happy. And embrace feeling hopeful. And embrace feeling teachable and whole. You can do it. Self-criticism is not the only way to motivate yourself and to bring forth the best version of yourself. Self-compassion could work far better by showing yourself some kindness, showing yourself some mercy, being aware of your pain, normalizing it, and then embracing the goodness that comes from it. I hope this was helpful for you on today. And I know that I've been absent for a while. I had some personal matters to tend to. So I hope that you will resume tuning in to listen to the weekly podcast. And we're going to move forward to continue to work to bring about transformation in your life, transforming the way you think, which transforms the way you feel, which transforms the way you live. So thank you again for listening to us. I'm going to ask that at the end of this podcast that you rate this podcast, that you even post a comment, and that you subscribe and that you share this podcast with others that may find themselves being self-critical. Because, you know, sometimes people close to us, they don't want to receive but they'll often receive from others. So share this podcast and help transform the lives of others. Take care, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week on the Transformation Specialist Podcast. Thanks for listening.